Had it really been 10 years? Driving along, she noticed that the sights and smells were the same. The smells brought back some happy memories, such as the smell of freshly turned earth ready for planting, and of fresh air. However, other scents brought nightmares of horrors that no child should have to live through. The smell of mint on a warm summer night triggered a unique pain and fear in her, of the beatings that would leave black and blue marks, as well as welt marks for days. With the smell of alcohol and the screams of never being good enough by someone that should have loved her, no matter what. Why was the air so much better there than where she had been living? The smells told her she was back where she had grown up, in this state that she knew so well. It was late spring, and many of the fields were being plowed in preparation for the year's crop to be changed from wheat to corn. She could see the sheep tending their lambs as they ran around playing. She was now returning home to face the same things that had prompted her to run away 10 years earlier. Only after dealing with the past would she be able to heal and go back to the world she had made for herself. And go back to work. It almost seemed like yesterday that she had driven away as fast as her car would go. Her feelings were about the same. The overwhelming need to get away from this place came rolling back. She had fled for her survival. If she had not left then, she never would have. Some said the time healed all wounds, but some wounds remained, and no matter what she did, she could not fix them. These were the wounds she needed to heal somehow if she was ever going to be able to move on with her life. The department psychologist and the chief U.S. Marshal had forced her to take medical leave in order to give her body and mind time to heal from her last assignment. The department's doctor had recommended she take time off, and her chief had agreed. The injuries to her body would require weeks to heal. Her body had taken 5 shots, 2 of which had hit her Kevlar vest, leaving black and blue marks and collapsing one of her lungs. The other 3 bullets had struck different parts of her body. 1 had hit just above her left breast, 1 had hit her thigh, and the worst one had torn through and ripped up a great deal of her side. It had taken hours to find all the pieces of the bullets. She had stopped breathing once in the ambulance and twice on the operating table. It had taken her weeks just to get back on her feet. Her body was healing, but her mind, that was something else. Her other team members on the case that night had been killed. She'd been able to kill 2 drug dealers, each with a shot between the eyes, before passing out. Her guilt over being the only one to survive made the department heads worried. They'd called the feeling survivor's guilt and said she also suffered from PTSD. What she was coming home to face scared her almost as much as it had when she left long ago to start a new life. It was funny that now she was returning to heal from the very thing that had started all of this. She was going back to the source of all the problems she had been running from all these years. She knew she needed to come home to face her demons, and there were many of them to face.